One name Woo.
Curry jumper. Oh, he did it again.
One name one.
Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up rainbow. He's got Cobb to the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends. Too much sport.
Throwing and it is a fingertip. Catch for a
put your hands together for Woo.
The road next way! Diamond ring wearing! Woo! Kiss stealing! Woo! Wheeling dealing! Woo! Limousine riding! Woo! Jet flying! Woo! Son of a gun! Woo! And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down! Woo! Now give me two taps and a Ric Flair! Woo!
Thanks to Sergio Brown for opening the show and inspiring millions around the world. I'm Josh Wye and I'm joined by...
Shaking my head, Josh Wood.
Hello, shaking your head, Josh Wood. How are you going?
Not too bad. I just realised that in our intro it says, put your hands together for Wood and Wine, but I've never actually started the show by clapping.
Well, Sergio Brown just gave us two claps and a Ric Flair. Ooh.
Well, there you go.
What a week. What a week. Before we dip into football, I know we're a little bit mixed on a hot issue in Australia right now, and that's the hashtag Tay for Hottest 100 campaign. I'm all aboard it. I'm a big T Swizzle fan. I've got tickets to her show coming up later this year. And I think it's you know, big middle finger to the hipsters out there and give Taylor Swift the number one Triple J Hottest 100.
Why not?
Macklemore won it 1 year. Oasis has won it. Kings of Leon. Why does it have to be some unique, fancy, hippie, indie band? Why can't it be the best song of the year? It's the best song of the year. Shake It Off.
It's really not.
If it was up to me, it'd be Shake It Off and then Blank Space.
Nah, just shake my head. I'm not going to say it's a bad song. It's a good song. But, and it, like, I'll even say it deserves a place on there, but nah. It's Taylor Swift, nah.
It definitely deserves
a spot. Not number one. Alright, I'll make a case for top 20. Tay for Hottest 100 top 20 campaign.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the same ring to it.
The original doesn't have a ring to it.
It does. It has two rings to it. I just think it's great. I just think it's fantastic. Maybe you're a little bit sour because your Oregon Ducks got beaten convincingly in the national championship game 42-20.
Yeah, that was bad.
Are you a little bit upset?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what you need to do?
It's like a band-aid. Just rip it off.
Just rip off the pain. Just move on.
Rip off the pain?
Just move on, buddy.
No, I've moved on. I didn't even mention it. You know,
had to mention it.
It sucked, but I mean, you know, it's still exciting.
Yep. It was a great game. The playoffs, college playoffs is brilliant.
Mariota played well.
He does.
He played really well, and they just lost.
He played similar to, I hate bringing this up, but he played similar to, like, Peyton Manning did in his early years with the Colts, nope, where the rest of the team let him down in the playoffs. He played that type of game, and he didn't get any help. And OSU completely outplayed them and outcoached them. And Cardale Jones, sneaky first-round draft pick. If he goes this year.
I tell you, if he goes this year and he gets drafted in the first round, that team is going to fall flat in their face.
I was fourth round, and then I was thinking, yeah, maybe third, and I'm thinking maybe Buffalo might sneak in and take him in the second round before everyone jumps on him. Now I'm thinking, mate, this guy is the real deal. He's like Frank Gore with a laser arm.
I really don't buy into it.
But then you've got risks with quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel was considered a safe pick.
No, he wasn't. Okay, you're the only person that would ever say that.
I didn't say he was a safe pick.
No one did.
There was teams that wanted to draft him. There was people that wanted, analysts saying draft him in the top five. Just, you know, like, there's always risk when you take a quarterback. So, you know, I'd rather take the punt at least. If he pans out all right, that's all right.
No.
Move on. Risk. Drafting a quarterback in the first round is always going to be a risk.
I don't think it should.
Yeah. All right, before we hit to NFL news, we have a small little announcement to make. The Woot and Why show, except no Woot, because you're on a cruise, will be watching the Super Bowl at the King Street Brewhouse this year. We have a little Party going on with the guys over at the Sydney NFL supporters group. Dave has been talking to King Street Brewhouse. They've been having events there all year. So come down to King Street Brewhouse. Make sure you join the group Sydney NFL supporters on Facebook. And then speak to Dave and the boys about booking a table. Otherwise, just head on down. There's going to be plenty of beers, wings and football. Should be a good one.
Get down there. I'll be watching it.
You can say hello to me. Maybe, you know, hand me a handwritten note of love to Woot. I will pass it on to him.
Okay.
Prefer napkins and notes. Napkins just fold up into the pocket a lot easier.
You can't fold paper?
Yeah, just, it's not as soft and delicate when you sit down.
That's so Taylor Swift. Yeah, no, pass on all the messages. I want stacks of messages. You can say hi to Josh Wyatt, leave me love
just,
field notes.
Just love notes to Woot. And with that, we're going to head into the NFL news. Let's start with some coaching changes. The New York Jets have hired Todd Bowles as their new head coach. 4-year deal. He's bringing Chan Gailey across, not across, but he's hired Chan Gailey to be his offensive coordinator and Miami Dolphins defensive line coach Casey Rogers as their defensive coordinator. And the Jets also hired Mike McGagan. McGagan?
I'm going to say McGaganan, even though it's not.
It's... Why the... I'm looking at his name, and it irritates me. Why is that second C a little C? Shouldn't it be Mac, and then like, you know, like
I'm
McDonald?
I'm going to say Mike Mackinnon.
Mackinnon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's better. Yeah. Well, Mike Mackinnon was the Texans sort of talent evaluator, and he worked alongside Charlie Casserly, who works for NFL Network.
Did he pick up Matt Sharp at the Texans?
I don't know. I hope not.
Because that's good.
He got rid of him, though. He definitely got rid of him. But he said, Mike, how do you say his name? You've put it down, Pat.
Oh, no, I'm going to change it each time. Now it's Macaginan.
Macaginan is an outstanding football man who is highly organized and an excellent evaluator. He's very thorough in his preparation and do a terrific job for the Jets. So your thoughts on the Jets as an organization now that they've hired Mike McGaganan, and they are the head coach?
To be honest, right, I saw at the start of the season, I said they were going to go horrible. Then right before the start of the season, I said, you know what, they could go all right. Should have stuck with my gut.
Yep.
All their players are like, Geno Vick, that's like a tumour. It's like, you know.
They're going to be mentioned later on.
It's a cancer,
show,
right?
Definitely.
And then if anyone could have brought them and, you know, told them to pull their heads in, you would have thought it would have been Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So, him leaving, and now, I don't know, can Todd Bowles do it?
All reports is Todd Bowles is excellent. Real old school coach, considering he's quite young as well. So, Richard Sherman said he's the best defensive coordinator he's ever played against.
That's good. I'm not saying he's not talented, he's not bad. No. I love him as a coach, but at the Jets, I don't know.
It's tough. It's a bit of a circus down there. It's
you see, the engine's running, but there's nobody behind the wheel.
There's no power. Woody Johnson's, you know.
And yet, Geno's still got a perfect passer.
I know.
So
it's bizarre.
Go Jets.
Speaking of passing, the Broncos passed on all their staff. Told them all to pretty much go. And they haven't per se fired anyone. They just said that if other positions are offered, take them. Because we're not sure if we're having you back or not. Basically, John Fox and John Elway agreed to mutually part ways. That seems to be the faux word.
I really think they're looking at John Fox as a scapegoat.
He is a scapegoat. I reckon he's terrible. I've never rated him as a coach. I've said this for years.
I really don't think he's terrific, but like the playoff game, not his fault.
He's the Matt Stafford of coaches.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but it's not outstanding. It's not Aaron Rodgers, or it's not Bill Belichick, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he hasn't got that potential. We know where his ceiling is.
So, Adam Gase.
Gase? Yeah.
No, it's like McMahon and Mike McMahon.
Gase.
We going with Gase?
Yep.
What do you reckon?
Well, he's the favourite, I think, to land the head coach job, although they're interviewing Dan Quinn, Gary Kubiak, and Terrell Austin.
But is he better than John Fox?
Yeah. Yes, the potential is the ceiling could be higher than John Fox, but it could be way lower. Do you know what I reckon? Peyton Manning, coach and captain.
But alright, we've said it all year that John Fox isn't even doing anything, and that it's Manning doing it. So then Manning drove the team into the ground.
I don't think he drove the team into the ground. I think his quads.
No. We're not giving that. I'm not buying it.
What? So you've played quarterback with two torn quads?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, players have had worse injuries than.
The guy has. Look, his arm has declined, so that means he has to rely more on his lower body to gain control. And if you have two torn quads, what are you going to do?
Then why is he playing?
I don't know.
So he's just ruining other people's careers.
Peyton Manning with no legs is better than Brock Osweiler. But, like, John Fox's play calling defense, like, ultimately is, I know he doesn't have any say offensively, and that was a problem in this game, and that's what cost them. I'm not blaming Fox for 2014, 2015 at all. There was instances in games where he's lost in the game through timeouts and telling Peyton to kneel with 50 seconds and three timeouts left on the clock before halftime against Baltimore. Things like that annoy me. But I think, like, Gase and Manning get along really well offensively. I think they need to bring in a defensive coach to try and get that Broncos defense. Because they did not play that well. They didn't get a sack on Andrew Luck.
Is
Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware.
Manning 100% to come back?
I don't know. I hope so, because he shouldn't... whether you hate him or not, he doesn't deserve to go out like that.
Well, what do you say? He has to win the Super Bowl.
Not win a Super Bowl, but, like, even if he loses a game, like, at least put up a decent fight. Like, to get trounced by you, the team that you built, it's terrible. It's like the season end finale of Dexter. It was horrid. I would not want to...
The whole Dexter just went...
That whole season was just terrible. Just terrible.
That is correct.
All right, the 49ers. Jim, I said last week Mike Shula. I meant Jim Tom Sula. I got their names mixed. All I remember is Ula. Jim Tom Sula is the head coach, the linebacker coach. Many people today is, who is that?
Yeah.
But he developed Navarro Bowman into an elite middle linebacker. He was, Patrick Willis is already talented, but he did very well with him. Alden Smith and now Chris Borland.
This what gets me, right? That is... You know, he's done an extremely good job. You know, job second to none when you look at those players and how they've developed. But what says that can translate into being a successful head coach? A positional coach. It's not like Lazor going as the quarterback coach to an offensive coordinator. He's gone from positional coach
to head coach. That is a concern, I think. But... you got to trust you can't really trust the 49ers
because
the way they've been run the last year.
I feel like the 49ers' biggest problem is still on the offensive side of the ball.
And now Greg Roman's gone.
Yeah, and then they're bringing in the defensive side again, so it's just...
Yeah, it's... I think until we're proven otherwise, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. If they promoted him for a reason, they must see vision in him that he could be a good coach. But... I don't know, and it looks like Vic Fangio is likely to go as well. And I know you're a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on where he might end up, or where he'd probably be a good fit, or
I don't know about fit, but I think that he'll definitely be snapped up. Like that's just I'm going blank when it comes to an actual team.
Yeah, there's a bit of a carousel going on with coaches, so where teams are. Needed defensive coach is hard to, or defensive coordinator is hard to determine right now. And Mark Trestman's been linked to be the offensive coordinator. Do you think he could get Colin Kaepernick going?
When you think about Mark Trestman, you think about the Bears, right? And you think about that long, big throwing to two big wide receivers kind of thing. It's completely different.
It's
so different. You've got a mobile quarterback who's, you know, scrambling read option kind of thing, and you throw him to small wide receivers like Crabtree. Yeah.
That's why I think Trestman's more likely to end up in Oakland, where he's also been linked for the offensive coordinator job, where Oakland have hired Jack Del Rio as their head coach.
Which I like.
You like? See, I'm the opposite. I'd rather, like, with the 49ers, I'd rather take a punt on someone like Jim Tom Sula than Jack Del Rio, because I already know what Del Rio's ceiling is, similar to John Fox. Whereas Tom Sula could be great.
See, it's in, like, this is weird, right? So all these people being linked to jobs or that have already nailed down a job, right? So you've got Jack Del Rio, then you've got people like Gary Kubiak, Mark Trestman, all this, right, who have been head coaches, right, who are now, who have gone from head coach to a coordinator of some description, so either offensive or defensive, had another good season back in that position, and now they're being elevated back up to head coach. So, like, I think it's a smart move for, like, Mark Trestman to go down to, like, offensive coordinator and then show you what he can do.
I think with Jack Del Rio, he's probably learned from his mistakes last time being a head coach, succeeded as a coordinator, and now he's, like, you know, he's getting a second chance now. Like, he'll learn from those errors.
And it's not like he's going to a completely... All right, this is going to be...
The Raiders is pretty...
I'm not saying... This is going to sound ridiculous, right? But, like... Carr isn't, he's mobile, but he's not super mobile. Like, he's not, like, you know, the Manziels of that draft class.
No.
So he is, you know, he's come from Manning, who's not a mobile quarterback. So he can, you know, bring that kind of philosophy over.
Yeah.
If he can, offensively.
He'll be mostly in charge with
defense.
You know, making Khalil Mack a machine, which isn't hard to do. But I think if.
So he just has to do nothing?
Yeah, but I think Trestman would be good there because Derek Carr is similar to. Jay Cutler in that he has a big arm. The only thing is the wide receiver weapons aren't there, but I think if they get Trestman and maybe like an Amari Cooper in the draft, Trestman might be able to, you know, crazy. Quarterback whisperer with Derek Carr.
I just want Oakland to fix up their field. I can't stand it.
It's terrible.
It is
woeful. The Falcons still haven't signed anyone, but I think they're waiting on Dan Quinn.
I really like that.
It's a mess of a defense, but he's very good talent about it.
When we did our GM draft at the start of the year, I left early and got Dan Quinn as my defensive
coordinator. You did too. The Stonecutters what was it?
It was our GM draft.
It was a GM draft.
Yeah.
It had a special name, and we had a hashtag, I can't remember it now. Stonecutters draft, was it?
I don't know.
SC draft? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's great. They still need an offensive line. But defense is where they're struggling.
Yeah. Well, someone, it might have been Oakland, was trying to interview the Falcons' offensive line coach.
Same as, I don't understand the Giants, like, going after the Washington secondary coach as their defensive coordinator. When things like that come out, I just think, did you watching the same NFL as us? Or?
Yeah. I don't know. They better chickety-check themselves before
they wreck themselves, Cotton. Yeah, and they better chickety-check themselves.
Now they better. And let's finish with Buffalo in terms of major teams before we get into tiny little nuggets. Rex Ryan hired as head coach.
Love
Rex Ryan.
Love it.
And he started his press conference today by tapping the mic and saying, "Is this thing on? Because it's about to be on."
It's showtime.
God, that was a bad drop.
It's Arnie.
It was so sad.
It's showtime.
It's showtime. By the way, that wasn't the drop, that was me. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I've been out, aren't you?
Anyway, I think that's great. Did you see the giant lasagna pizza thing?
Yes. They used olives. Oh, I hate olives.
It was like spinach and
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, wow.
It's such a buffalo pizza. God. Yeah, he hired Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator, who, you know, we all know, 3 seasons with the 49ers.
I love that.
And Jim Schwartz was fired. Look, I don't like Jim Schwartz as a head coach. I thought he was terrible, and the fact that he got carried off the field when he beat his former team was so arrogant. I don't like him.
Ever since the handshake thing.
Yeah, that's
seriously, ever since that.
The tantrums on the sideline are irritating. But I'm going to give him credit. And it was due. He did a pretty good job as defensive coordinator for the Bills this season.
I thought you were going to say the Lions.
No,
he didn't do anything.
No, he did not do anything good for them. I think his ceiling is as a defensive coordinator. I don't think he'll be a head coach. But I think a team that, you know, wants to run a 4-3 defense, I wouldn't be against them signing. The Giants would be better off with Jim Schwartz than Haslett.
I know I hate on the Giants, but, like, being friendly towards them, like, for their fans, God, it must be tough.
It is tough. Why don't they just make OBJ, like, their coordinator and coach?
They need to, they just really need to figure out their stuff.
Yeah.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I don't know.
Jim Haslett might have another job. That's bizarre. All right, Tampa Bay hired former Falcons offensive coordinator Dirk Koetta. I think that's great. You got whoever the young quarterback will be there that they draft. And then you've got Mike Evans. I think they'll develop that young quarterback with Mike Evans, similar to what he did with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bears still haven't signed a head coach, but they're interested in John Fox, Doug Marone, and they've also interviewed Dan Quinn as well. And they hired Ryan Pace as the new GM. He spent 14 seasons in New Orleans doing player personnel there. So they won a Super Bowl when he was there, so not a bad signing.
I don't mind the whole John Fox to Chicago Bears thing. I'm not actually hating on that. I don't mind that.
I think he's a good guy to turn and build, turn that roster around.
Mm.
I just don't think they can maintain a deep playoff run with John Fox eventually. I think they'll have to move on. I think he's a good coach to build from the ground up.
That's so weird. That's just like a weird statement.
What the hell's going on out here?
They're really good to build from the ground up, but then they'll probably get
season. And like, then you can build, a nice little apartment block with John Fox, but you're never going to get the penthouse suite, you know what I mean?
No, you're not making any sense. This is not helping football analogy. That analogy is not helping football in any way.
Similar to this.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win. So if New England...
Does that make more sense than that, or...?
No. That's about the level of sense that you've made.
Sweet. All right, cool. Jason Garrett, five-year deal as head coach.
This confused me. Okay, I understand, you tipped him to come bottom of the barrel.
Bold prediction. Can we not tip?
No, you tipped
That's them. A bold prediction. Even I tipped them to come last in the division.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean...
Everyone tipped them to not go well.
No.
Right? No, yes. You say yes, that's correct, Josh.
Yes, no one... yes, that's correct.
Anyway, yeah, no... But then to have, one good season and go, you know what? I'm just going to give you a... Come on.
I reckon they did the right thing by re-signing Scott Linehan today. He's the reason they won. Building that offense around, the game plans. I don't think... Jason Garrett doesn't even call the plays.
Even when it comes to, the boardroom and things, when it comes to the draft, no one's looking at Garrett who they're going to pick or what they're going to do for the upcoming seasons. Nah. It's everyone else but him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. You get what you can settle for, I guess.
Maybe I'm just sour.
Pittsburgh announced Keith Butler, their linebacker coach, is their new defensive coordinator, replacing Dick LeBeau, who's 97,000 years old.
Okay. It's hard to replace...
Dick LeBeau?
Yeah. However, that is the correct shift in coaching position.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Do you know what that movie that's from?
We've spoken about this. Didn't we say it last week? What was it?
No. I don't think we might have talked about it off air. It's from Billy Madison, where he's asking the questions, and at the start, the Sheila's going to take the clothes off, and he can't get it right, and so she puts the clothes back on and leaves. And then the bus driver comes back, and then he gets the answer right. And then he goes, that is correct. And then takes his shirt off.
Nope, you didn't tell me.
No, we didn't discuss it.
But that is the correct shift.
That is correct.
One more thing before we change over, if we're changing over.
Yep.
Yeah. Bill Belichick and Chip Kelly are the only people now with total control of the roster choices as a head coach.
You mean without, they have ultimate say that they can, I agree with that.
Only recently did Chip Kelly and Howie Roseman.
John Harbaugh would have been as well, but he's gone.
All right, yeah, we'll go with that. That was close. I'm not sure how much, but he would have had a big say.
Hmm.
But, all this ruckus in the front office at the Philadelphia Eagles and pretty much letting Howie Roseman down, saying, sorry, you don't have any say in player personnel anymore. Chip Kelly's got everything, but you know what? We'll give you a different title. We'll call you vice executive of football operations or something, and give you a pay raise, but we don't know what that job means. That's what it really sounds like to me. I'm looking forward to this season and seeing who, Chip Kelly picks, but yeah, interesting.
It's going to take Marcus. Maybe that's why Marcus, intentionally played well but still lost the national... No.
No.
Conspiracy.
If that happens, no. I'll...
He would not get down that low. He's going top two picks, without a doubt.
True.
All right, it's time for...
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, it is a weird web story. And this week, it's going to be hard to top
a Gronkin to remember. A Gronkin to remember was the highlight of weird ever.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. It was so good. And I'm really annoyed Dom at Aussie Audible, a fellow cutter and a follower of the show, was, you know, promised us a book review of A Gronkin to Remember, and he hasn't delivered, blaming that he's taking his kid to Disneyland.
I am a product of pain and suffering!
You really angered me, Dom. I wanted a book review.
Wow. Can I just want to say... Is he actually taking his kid to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Is this an actual thing?
No, he lives in America.
No, I'm saying, but was he actually doing that?
Yeah.
Or was he just like...
No, he's going to Disneyland. Sorry, can't do it. He's like, oh, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm all, you know, Disneyland's going to be there forever. Gronkin to Remember is, you know, one of the greatest novels of our time.
Books don't just dry out. Actually, it's an e-book.
Books don't last forever.
It's an e-book. That's not true. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, our weird web story is going to be tough to top, but this is a little bit of a bitch fest between two Bears players. Look, you're just going to be really happy with the Bears organization right now as a whole. I know Justin Twell is just loving it right now, but basically they had a really bit of a lover's tiff on Twitter, Martellus Bennett and Kyle Long. So Kyle Long said to Martisaurus Rex, which is Martellus Bennett, worst Twitter handle.
No, I'm opposite. I love it. Martisaurus Rex.
Martisaurus Rex.
Martisaurus Rex.
What?
Can we have a competition which one of our followers can find the worst Twitter name of any NFL player?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I want that.
Okay.
Get out there. Get amongst it.
Alright. I don't know. The guy that trolled the New England Patriots this year with that jersey thing, that was probably the worst Twitter handle I've ever seen. I'm not repeating it.
No. That's the worst, but he's not.
I'll have to hit
his... Wow.
Yep. Alright, he said, I'm afraid I have to reciprocate your act. You have been unfollowed. Kyle Long said that to Martisaurus, right? Then, Martellus stewed over it for 2 days.
He
stewed over it. So after stewing over it for like...
Alright, yeah.
Pardon my Kearns accent. 2 whole days, Bennett came back with some thoughts on life, friendship, and just where social media ranks as a priority. He said, why are you worried about who is following you on Twitter? More important shit is happening in my world than Kyle Long's tweets. I don't need this form of social currency. Maybe you do. If a follow from me is going to make you feel wealthier socially, then you need to get out more. I prefer your day-to-day interactions in person, but that's just me. You have my number. Stop the bullshit.
Was this a picture of a message? Or
No, it's 3 tweets in a row.
I was going to say, well...
That's a long...
That's an awesome 140 characters. How do you do that?
It did well. Although you can, there's a little thing at tweetlonger.com or something, and it attaches a link and it opens an expanded tweet. Do you know that?
No. So
mine's just blown.
Mine's blown.
All right, anyway, so all these Bears fans just started, you know, unlaunching now. This kind of stuff that made the last season derail. No leadership, no maturity, no keeping things in-house. That was from at Jeff Bergstrom. Great surname. Another guy, this guy sounds Australian. Come on, fellas. Bears fans don't like seeing our players do this stuff on Twitter. Hashtag, where is the love?
Yeah, that's good.
This guy's like, as if there wasn't stuff that brought neg attention to the team this year. Come on, guys. And then he did a little thumbs down, little emoji.
See, that is the appropriate use for 140 characters.
And then he did hashtag grade school BS.
Oh, dude, that guy's tearing up.
All right, and then some other guy, he went deep. He says, as much as you think it's all bull, the first time you're unfollowed, hurt is confusing. Don't lay into him. You're going to hurt his feelings.
Oh, I've got to say... And you... You stupid...
All right, Josh, learn how to use the sensor beat button.
You see how I memorized what button it was? Because I needed to use it.
You do need to use it. So after we've had a gronking to remember, one of the greatest love stories of our generation, we've now got one of the greatest...
All right, whose side are you on?
I'm on team...
I'm on team long.
Oh, damn, I wanted to be on team long.
No, we could... We're
both team long. All right.
Let's go out and...
Wait, I thought you'd be on team Martisaurus because he's got a really cool handle.
He does, but...
Because Kyle's
longer.
Jesus.
Wow.
No.
No, we're playing it.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on?
We're live. No edits.
Kyle Long's Twitter handle is KY1E. L-O-N-G. Does that change your mind? Using the one as an L?
Oh, that's the oldest trick in the book.
That's brilliant.
Oh, man. How did you... That's like a number plate thing.
Anyway, so some of the comments on this Deadspin art. Deadspin's the best.
Podcast proudly brought to you by Deadspin.
The biggest shock would have been if Long actually blocked someone.
Wow. Now... Alright, if one of my teammates unfollowed me and I just went, hey man, why did you unfollow me? Cut. I'm cut or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you really expect to get that kind of backlash? That's insane. Martellus maybe was just having a rough night or something.
Someone just said, this is the most such painful incident since Raheem Moore unfollowed Jacoby Jones.
Oh god.
God, that hurts. And then someone said, I can't wait for the 10-minute segment on First Take in where Skip Bayless says that social media is destroying football.
He's, wait, Bears can't be on Hard Knocks, can they?
They can be on Hard Knocks.
No, there's a whole rule.
Oh, well, that's our weird web story. There wasn't much around this week, gronking to remember. We should have just backed it up with some more reviews.
We should have just written...
Can anyone, like, honestly, someone read the book and send us, like, a short review. Like, what you honestly think of the book. Keep the swearing, because this button's worn out. And, we want to read people's reviews of this, because it's great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's go great. Out. Get amongst it.
Get amongst
don't
it.
Don't listen to a podcast. Read a book. But then come back to the podcast.
Then come back to the podcast. Yeah. All right, it's time for... Who's your real MVP for this week?
too much.
Okay, well, filibuster.
Filibusting.
Do you know what that word means?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I love that scene. It's Always Sunny.
That's Wyatt's favourite drop.
It is. I love It's Always Sunny.
I'll
go with Aaron Rodgers while you continue the filibuster. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter with that calf injury went 9 for 9. Where is it? I've got the stat here. It is unbelievable. He went 9 for 9 in the fourth quarter, which included the game-winning touchdown. That's the most attempts without an incompletion in the fourth quarter in any playoff game in the last 25 years. That's clutch, man. And now he's thrown 40 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in 2 seasons at Lambeau.
That's Lindley-esque. Oh, wait. You know what? Last week, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go Mariota when he wins.
And now you're stuffed.
Mate, I'm up. Creek.
You had one job.
Who should I go with?
I think you should go with Cam Chancellor.
This man is a beast!
He is.
Physically smacking. Did you see him hit Mike Tolbert?
I did. Do you condone violence?
I condone violence.
It's showtime.
Oh no.
It's showtime.
We're getting rid of that drop.
That's from Cool Run. That's from The Running Man. That's about to be violent.
All right,
violence all right. Up in here.
No, yeah, I feel sorry for Tolbert, I guess. I mean, I thought he was kind of hidden behind Earl Thomas, like, for most of the season, and then Cam Chancellor's like, well, playoff time.
Different player, I guess. Chancellor's just making hits, leaping over offensive linemen.
He's the box stuffer. He's the run support, I know.
What about the Panthers letting him do it a second time? You've just seen him nearly block your field goal, and then you let him do it a second time.
I reckon they were on the sideline and they went...
He won't do it
again.
Whoa,
that was crazy. No, he couldn't do it again, surely. Oh, okay. Want to go for it? Yeah, alright. Let's go
try
for
me.
It. Let's go for it. Oh, crap, he did it again.
Honestly. Just stand up. And then Sergio Brown tried to do it against the Broncos. Just ended up on his ass.
Well, you know what? He had the last laugh. He did the whole Ric Flair thing, so that's fine.
Can I play that again?
Yes.
Yes.
The road next week. Oh, diamond ring wear. Kiss stealing. Wheeling dealing. Limousine riding. Jet flying. Son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
For sake.
You nearly stopped that. If you want to hear this, where Sergio Brown got that from, type in Ric Flair quote into YouTube and check out the mullet that he has. A golden white mullet, some big gold aviators on, he is on fire.
When I used to dispute anybody that would try and tell me that WWE was fake, and I would just fight them,
like last week or...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, when I was younger... Ric Flair was just... I just thought, how can this guy still be kicking everyone?
Oh, because when we watched wrestling, he was like 94 years old.
Now he's,
103.
103 with no limbs.
Yeah, no.
Still wrestling.
It still looks good. Cocaine will do that to you. Just tons of it.
That's where he gets his flair.
Ric Flair and Rick James just all up in there. All right, let's recap the divisional week, now that we've named our MVPs, and then preview the conference championships. All right, do you want to recap?
I'm trying to be quiet.
You are. Paper shuffle drop sounds legit.
It's working. The yes. Paper shuffle drop is working. Good.
All right, the Ravens New England game. Was that not the best game you've seen all year?
It was epic.
That was incredible.
Yeah, no, it was
even just... though I was rooting for the Ravens because I thought maybe if they won, the Colts would get a home. The result did not. Like, the fact that game happened and I was on the edge of my seat. And it's not even the game, teams that I support, that was incredible.
No, I loved it. Just everything about it. Yeah, and battling, going down, coming back, going down.
And the adjustments that New England made twice, it was identical halves. And their secondary played really, really well in the last 25 minutes.
And you blinked, you missed a touchdown. Yeah. It was just...
And the balls from Belichick to call that trick play. Yeah, that was beautiful. And what about Danny Amendola? He's been nowhere for 3 years and then just pulls out that.
He's magic.
A guy, I don't know, I saw it on Facebook, Sydney NFL supporters maybe, put $20 on Danny Amendola to score 2 touchdowns at $61.
Wow, how much did he put on it?
$20.
Oh, my God.
It's good! It's good! It's good!
It's that good.
He won it $1,200.
That's amazing.
$1,200, not 12. That's incredible.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and you know what really annoys me? Joe Flacco had a hell of a game, but every time they were up 14, their defense was like, oh, okay, we got this, and just didn't do anything. And then when it got back to... They made stops again, and then they just... I don't understand how you can... They put the foot off the brakes.
How can you... I don't know how you can get that mindset when you're versing the Patriots. It's just like that one team that you couldn't write off.
And there's actual, advanced statistical stuff you need. I don't know where I read it. Where teams that have really, really good quarterbacks, their defenses think, oh, don't worry, he'll bail us out.
Yeah, no.
And I think that was the case. They're like, oh, 14 up, Flacco's got this. I don't know. I think that's the difference. If you had Ray Lewis still in there, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't be able to move either. But
no, but he just doesn't. He doesn't quit. He wants to. He wants to kill
everyone.
he has that.
In no way.
The killer attitude. It's I can't say it any.
He just had that.
Any other way?
He just had that murder in his eyes.
Alright, now that was way too... but I just, I can't believe how they just didn't put them away twice. Up 14, I just couldn't believe it. And well done to, Bill Belichick now, 20 playoff wins, the most in history, or tie for the most in history.
Congratulations. That's baby claps. No, I could... When it was 14 down, you're like, I can see him still coming back. You know, you couldn't write him off. But then when they were 28-14 down, it's kind of...
Yeah.
We're into the game now.
Yeah.
That's so, too tough. That's tough.
And, like, they threw it to Gronk a lot more in the second half. Why don't they throw it to him 40 times a game?
All right, so then what do you say next game? Do you say that Vontaze tries to stick on Gronk? How's that happen?
Nah, you can't do that.
Do you have anyone to mark Gronk? To mark... Why did I say
Sergio,
Mark?
Sergio Brown actually did a pretty good job against him back in week 11 when we played, I think. He actually did okay. I know he got pushed around on one play and that made the highlight reel. It's sort of like State of Origin when Brett Hodgson teared up Queensland and the only highlight we ever see of him is Gordon Tallis dragging him across over the sideline by the scruff of his collar.
Queensland as well, obviously, yeah. Make those highlights.
Yeah, you know, Queensland, Patriots, you know, same type of villain here.
Not going down that.
No, I'm not going to say that. I think they have to be, you know, favourite to beat the Colts. The Colts against Denver played... Andrew Luck didn't play as well as he did against Cincinnati, but he didn't have to. Their defense played really well. Admittedly, Peyton Manning had a noodle arm, and you could tell he was injured when there was a play there where it was wide open, and even Peyton Manning could have gained 15 yards and just ran out of bounds, and he just did not move. And their defense couldn't get a sack. Our offensive line played really well. I don't know. I still think we won't win.
I don't know. It's tough.
It's tough.
Who knows?
All right. Packers 26-21 over the Cowboys.
Cool.
Thoughts on that one?
Yeah,
Thoughts on that catch?
Yeah, it was good.
You thought it was the right call?
I thought... No, I'll give it a catch.
You think it's a catch?
No, I'm not like... Stop it. I just think... Alright, I'm always on the refs saying how bad they are.
Yeah.
But then, kind of like... Alright, we're going to go soccer reference here. People give so much crap to a linesman when there's an offside play, and you have to have, like, split-second reactions to see this thing. Like, come on. The ball and, you know...
It's tough sometimes.
Different angles, come on. But, you know, was it a catch?
I think they made the right rule. I think they made the right call on the rule. I don't think the rule is correct.
So, yeah, no. Great call.
Bad rule. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, and look, even if they did score, you gave Aaron Rodgers, who has had 40 touchdowns and zero interceptions at home, 4 minutes against the Dallas defense that didn't play very well in the playoffs.
That is the kind of mentality where he goes out and you go, he's got this. He's got this.
Yeah, 4 minutes, that's right.
He's got this.
That's right. He had a drop from him, and I don't think I uploaded it. It was him saying, New York Bozo. Did you hear that on the game?
No.
New York Bozo. New York Bozo. It was a fake play, and then they run it straight up the gut, and they scored.
Nice.
Well, not scored. They got a first down. And Seattle 31-17. I think we talked enough about this game when we were talking about Cam Chancellor, but he lit it up, and Russell Wilson 8-for-8 on third downs for 199 yards. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At one stage, I thought, you know, this could be actually closer than...
Kudos to Carolina for hanging in there for a bit.
Oh, but at the start of the season, you're like, okay, look at those wide receivers. Where are they going with that? And you know.
I think they need to draft a couple more, but I think Kelvin Benjamin, I didn't like the pick when it happened. I thought, deep class, you got problems on offensive line, maybe go a different direction. You know, they could have drafted Joel Petonio then in the first round and picked up Dante Moncrief or something in the second. Do you know what I mean?
I do understand.
Yes.
I do understand how that's...
In terms of our bets, or not bets, our picks, we both got 3 right, and then I got 2 correct. No. I'm trying to remember how we did this.
I'm pretty sure the score's wrong.
I threw it out. God damn it.
So we got 3 out of 4 games right.
Yeah.
Each. So that's 3 points each.
Yes.
Then 2 of the games. I don't know how that happened, actually.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so we got 3 each for getting them right. This is great. Great for our audience.
Yeah.
All right, and then the New
England... If you could just hold it this way, I'm just going to add them up.
Iron out some technical difficulties here. Then the New England game, I was better on the score, so now I have... 1, so that puts me on 4. The Seattle-Carolina game, I was 3 points off the correct score, so I got that one. And then the Green Bay game, you got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Denver game, you got that one. How did I stuff that?
See, you were adding up at the start, and yeah. I was like, you're wrong. You're wrong.
So that's five all. At least you're not winning. No. Like you killed me in the pickings this year.
It's fine.
All right. So now we've got the Colts at the Patriots. Who are you picking?
Oh, yeah. We're doing this right now.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. And what do you think? Thoughts on the game?
Thoughts on the game. Who's Vontae going to cover? That is a big question. I'm just going to do some math here.
All right. I think on Andrew Luck's day, he can beat anyone. And admittedly, his record against, or his win-loss record against the Patriots hasn't been good.
What is it?
He hasn't beaten them yet.
So it's a zero.
But how can you expect him to win when the run defense allows 200 yards and four touchdowns to Jonas Gray? It's tough. And he played good last time. He's thrown picks, but he's been down every time where he's had to force the ball and force throws. So I think that's the key to the game. If they can stick with him for three quarters and not be down, I think they have a chance.
I did my math.
You did your math? Who are you tipping? And why are you tipping them?
I just drew a little picture. So yeah. Go Pats. That was my math.
Wow. You actually did that.
We're going with... Yeah, we're going with the Pats. Why would they all win?
Yeah.
Purely based on Belichick.
Yep.
Brady's beast. Record against the Colts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what you're saying there, they've got the advantage at coach.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterbacks pretty much cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end, obvious advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers.
That's different.
That's a little bit different. Corners cancel each other out, but the difference there is the coach, and you got a guy like Gronk, who's outside the quarterback position, probably the best in the league.
What score, though?
It's tough. They beat us 42-20 last time. 42-20, yeah, Jonas Gray, 200 yards. Although this one's good. I like this one, this little stat. Andrew Luck's currently 12-0 when playing a team for the second time in the same season.
Is this is that in regular season or
just any time?
That would mean a break.
Yeah.
Of a record there.
All right. Give me a score.
Give you a score.
We've got too much dead air in this podcast so far.
Filibuster, filibuster, filibuster.
Okay, well, filibuster.
I'm gonna take New England. Sorry, bro. 28. Colts. 24. I think we're gonna be close. It honestly wouldn't surprise me if New England score 58.
I'll go 30-24.
Whoa, 2 points difference.
I got this.
You got it. Okay, all right, moving on. We have Green Bay at Seattle. These two teams met all the way back in week one. Seattle prevailed 36-16. The game was a bit closer than the scoreline suggests. Eddie Lacy wasn't quite into his mini beast mode yet.
Mm. And didn't throw it at Sherman.
He didn't. He won't be afraid this time, nope. I don't think. I like this one as well. This is a stat I came up with myself through a little bit of research. Russell Wilson's never won a playoff game when his opponent has scored more than 20 points. His only playoff loss came at the hands of Atlanta, losing 30-28. Every other win, so every playoff win, he's only needed to score more than 17 points. So Aaron Rodgers can put up 20-24 points against Seattle. That's the tough part. I think they're a chance.
I've got Green Bay winning.
You have Green Bay winning? Are you kidding? So do I.
26.
Oh my God.
To 21. No, 24. 26-24.
Wow. I picked Green Bay too. And I don't know why. I'm really worried about Aaron Rodgers' calf.
Dude, he's going to come out here and be that.
I think he might be beating it up a little bit. Aaron Rodgers is a little bit... He likes to stir the pot and have a bit of a joke. I like that. I think, yeah, I think Green Bay will win it, and I think they're going to, a little bit of irony here, they're going to win the same score that Atlanta beat them, 30-28.
Wow.
And I think Julius Peppers, who played unreal, is going to tear up Justin Britt.
That's a good call.
It's a very good call.
Because
I said it.
Want Sherman to get beat deep by Jordy Nelson. That would be my dream, to see that happen.
Yeah?
To just rub it in the face of everyone, that we say that Jordy Nelson is like the most underrated wide receiver in the league,
yeah.
And that no one ever, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that. Cool. I like Jordy Nelson.
We all do. He's just,
I can't say a bad word about Jordy Nelson. No. All right, so we both picked...
Anyway.
Of all the quotes, football quotes, drops I got on there, the one that you're excited about the most is the beat, which has been around for eons.
That's why it's been around so long. It's a classic.
It is a classic.
Whoever thought of that, genius.
Yeah. I'm lost for words. All right, that's our picks for the conference championships. So, big week in a football, little analysis from us, as always. Mostly
awesome.
Crap. And it's time for...
You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. Goodbye.
What the...
Alright, so stop. Sit down.
Okay, we're going overboard on the drops.
Yeah, no.
I'll be first to admit right. that.
Let's start our mailbag very
Can I just say
philosophical.
Josh Wu does
real?
Not support the drop from the mailbag. That was.
If you don't like the mailbag, make it yourself. Alright.
Hey, that was a rage pencil throw.
It was.
It's
alright, Russell Crowe, just settle down, alright?
Well, I kind of liked my mailbag. That was good enough for me.
No, I like that. And when the beat drops, just. Everyone, I bet you people are listening in the car,
mate, you've probably,
and they want it longer.
I bet you voted for that, for the hottest 100.
I did.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Mail.
Only because I want to be on there.
Mailbag.
I say.
Anyway.
And now's the mailbag from Whit and White.
Pretty sure that's from somewhere. No, we'll claim it.
We'll claim it. We're going to go very... I said it before and I stuffed the word up. Philosophical?
Philosophical.
Philosophical. Tim from Tim C0212, who we gave a little Christmas gift to as one of our favourite listeners last week's show. He said, what is a catch? What is life?
A catch is defined as...
I think both of those answers we will never know until we pass away.
No, we've seen Odell Beckham define
what a catch is.
A catch.
But Tim is a Dallas Cowboys supporter, so he's wondering... What is a catch in reference to Des Bryant's non-catch?
Okay. We're going in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that is a catch.
Yes.
mate, can't help you there. Got to get new rules, I guess.
Yeah. Look, what is life?
What is life? That's easy. A 5-year contract extension for Jason Garrett.
That's
Go for it. Loving life.
Isn't that what is, or is that what is love, baby don't hurt me? Or is that what is life, baby don't hurt me?
You know what? I'm getting a little confused. What is love? Showing the love to Jason Garrett 5 years, that's right.
What is life?
What is life?
Baby
yes,
don't
that's
me.
Different. Maybe alcohol at KFC? I don't know.
That's life.
That's life.
Well, actually, That's Life is a women's magazine.
It's a women's magazine. Full of puzzles that you could win weekly prizes.
$3.20 Australian dollars at your local newsagent.
And we don't even know how we know that.
All right, at Shembury's back, he said, if...
Wait, what's three down, by the way? Goes wolf, three letters.
Wait.
my joke just fell so flat.
I thought you were referring to our rap sheet here. And I'm thinking, where did I write the word wolf? You're talking about a crossword joke.
What in the wide, wide world of sports?
Oh, by the way, if anyone is listening to this...
Still.
And still, after all the drops...
Say the joke again, please.
I said there's plenty of puzzles. You moved on. I said,
right.
What is three down? Three letters goes wolf.
And go with dog?
Oh, that's what it was. I had...
Cat.
Cat.
What the hell's going on out here? All
right.
I actually wrote dog. Anyway.
Do you know dog is God backwards?
What is life?
What is life? Shembri said, if somehow Peyton Manning gets traded, where should he go? Do you know what I reckon?
No.
Buffalo.
No, let's just stop a sec. That is the most Shembri question.
I know.
The most. All right. You know, all right. So just... if the whole Jets team could be traded to another new organization, where would that be located? That kind of thing.
Shembri's, I like his questions.
Oh, this is the weirdest one.
It's not that weird.
If Brett Favre
comes
used
back.
All his Wrangler jeans money to buy one franchise, what franchise would it be?
Buffalo Sabres.
Ooh, nice. Someone has to bail them out.
Yeah.
They don't win very often.
No. Where do you think you should go? Let's honestly answer this question.
Let's think who suits his...
I reckon Buffalo. You got Rex Ryan there, his buddy, his defense, got the great established defense. You got Sammy Watkins. You need to draft a running back, not name Monte Ball.
You know what? How great would it be if you went to the Giants? Just ousts his brother.
Manning Wildcat formation.
And run.
Run the read option in the Wildcat.
No, actually, I like the Buffalo thing. The Buffalo thing.
Yeah.
You know
the only
what?
Thing is you've got to play Bill Belichick twice a year, but that would be cool. All right.
Maybe just go to Seattle. You've got the defense. Just...
Hey, Russell, just sit this one out, buddy.
Mate, I got this.
I got this.
I know you beat me, but...
Another team I know, but you'd have to play the Colts twice a year is Houston. All they need is a quarterback, because you've got Arian Foster there with the run game. You've got J.J. Watt in that defense. You add Peyton Manning. If those two quads repair themselves, that's a playoff team.
I think we shouldn't even call the Houston Texans defense a defense. We should go J-fence. It's the... It's the only drop I'd drop my head to.
Adam Megabyte, he said, rank the top three stadiums you'd most like to see at a game. Or to see a game at.
To see at a game. Hope the stadium comes.
I'm going to go with the Rose Bowl. I'm going to go with Lucas Oil Stadium.
Okay.
Lucas Oil Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And not NFL related, but I'd love to see a game at Anfield.
Oh, okay then. We're doing this.
Yeah, why not?
Alright. No NFL stadium. No. let's go Lincoln Financial.
Yes. The Link.
Philly.
The Link and the Luke.
I want like to...
Oh, there's a... If two stadiums had a podcast, the Luke and Link show.
Wow. I think it's meant to be, actually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is all started from Shembri's. No, they're just...
No, this is Adam.
No, I mean, Shembri has just set us off with complete hypothetical things.
Yeah,
no.
The Link?
Yep. I would like to go to Stamford Bridge then, which is Chelsea's home ground.
Yep.
And also... Probably Lambo. I think Lambo would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sick. What, in the Frozen Tundra game? It's... I reckon it'd be an experience.
Oh, no, that'd be awesome.
You would get, you know, really...
I'd kind of also want to go to, Seattle's? CenturyLink?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is it CenturyLink?
Yeah. I would have liked to go to Candlestick. I don't want to go to Levi's, Jeans, or whatever the hell that stadium is.
Actually, no, I've got it. I want to go to the Jag Stadium.
With the pool?
And sit in the pool. It was voted best game day experience.
Really?
They have to have something, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. I remember they played golf at halftime.
That's amazing.
The mascot nearly won. Nearly beat Jim Furyk.
Yeah, cool that.
That was cool. He also said, how about a live Woot and Why from Wembley during one of the NFL games next year? Adam,
all right,
mate, if you've got the budget for it, we're all ears.
Mate, we should start a Kickstarter campaign. And get
Kickstarter. Yes, that's one of your best ideas yet.
It's my only idea.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Give us a chance, guys.
Well,
send us to Wembley.
Woot and Why to Wembley.
www. Oh, Kickstarter, Woot and Why at Wembley. Adam, you want to start the Kickstarter, buddy? That's your job. That's your homework for the week, Adam. And I know you would do it because you're good. You're always on Twitter.
You're a good
always
kid.
Tweeting us. You
you're
are.
A good kid,
you're
Adam good. Megabyte.
yep. soon to be Gigabyte. Then...
Yeah. I think if you can start this up, Adam, we suggest you up it to Gigabyte. And then if when we land, Tetrabyte.
Wow. And then it should just be like Adam Hard Drive.
Adam Hard Drive. Yeah, should... Gets porn offers.
Yeah. You'll be locked up for like copyright.
Yeah.
Hard Drive. Okay. Anyway, I'll pass on the next one. At the _ Dugongs.
Yeah.
A great name.
No, this guy's good.
No, I'm just saying that's a great Twitter handle. Suggest to us.
Yeah, this isn't a tweet. This is just. This is. I want to shout out to this the Dugongs.
The way you wrote this.
Oh, I don't know, but that one I was planning to read.
All right.
He was the one that suggested to us to celebrate player failures this year. He mentioned Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson. I thought that was a little bit too touchy. So we came up with the anti-Pro Bowl. And we started a Twitter, hashtag anti-Pro Bowl. Players, tweeters, fans sent us suggestions on who they would put in their anti-Pro Bowl. I'm going to have to say T. Rich was a fan favorite. I think every second person said T. Rich. C. Pats was up there. Ryan Lindley, Johnny Manziel. Vernon Davis was quite popular.
What are you doing?
And I'm sorry to say, Josh, some of your teams, Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher, were high on people's lists.
For a corner?
Yeah.
That's fine, mate. Yep, they deserve right. to do that.
Anyway, so I've come up with a player pool. So we're going to name our players, all the players in the pool right now. And if we've missed any, especially at linemen and defense, not many suggested that to us. Everyone came up with, quarterback, wide receivers, and running backs. Next week, we're going to have a live draft, and the worst whoever drafts the worst team wins.
Can I just say, just out of pure name relation, Corey Wooden is void from all defensive end contention. He is, I'm ruling him out now.
Well, he can be ruled out of your team, but he might be my first pick. Mate, I'm going to use your own blood against you.
Mate, that guy's a beast. All right, so if you're picking your team, that's like J1 defense there.
No, he's good. All right, so I'll do quarterback, and then we'll just alternate.
All right, let's pump through this. Go.
All right, so our quarterback options are Ryan Lindley, Johnny Manziel, Geno Smith, Michael Vick, EJ Manuel, RG3, and Colin Kaepernick.
Got a couple more here at running back. I've got Trent Richardson, Toby Gehart, Zach Stacey, Bishop Sankey, Monte Ball, Doug Martin, Ben Tate, Reggie Bush, Maurice Jones-Drew, Darren McFadden, Pierre Thomas.
We're drafting two running backs, that's why there's a lot.
I was looking at DMC again.
Run DMC?
Run DMC, go son. Anyway.
And wide receivers, we've got Dwayne Bowe, Cordarrelle Patterson, Josh Gordon, Justin Hunter, Riley Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Keenan Allen, Wes Welker, Roddy White, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Tavon Austin, and Jason Avant. We are drafting three wide receivers each.
Tight end, Vernon Davis, Levine Toilolo.
Yes.
Eric Ebron, Charles Clay, Ladarius Green, and Jordan Reed. How many are we drafting?
One. Left tackle, Matt Khalil, Byron Bell, Jake Matthews, Ryan Clady, and Luke Jokel. Do you know what's alarming? A lot of high-round picks in that. Just awful.
Really didn't see Matt Khalil ending up like that.
How bad is it?
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, how do you watch the... I mean, they stink!
Is this second season?
Third
season.
He's getting worse.
His first season wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was alright.
Alright, left guard, Mike McGlynn, mate, isn't he a journeyman? Darren College, we'll go with that. Ted Larson, Chad Reinhardt, and Andy, how do we say this?
Levitre? Which is crazy.
Levita.
How bad he was this year, considering he was a high free agent. Remember we were talking about
like
that a couple of years ago.
Top guard free agent.
That year, the free agent, that was insane. Center, Roberto Garza, someone suggested that, I think that was Dave Barron from Sydney NFL Supporters, who's going to be on the show next week talking about the Super Bowl party. Scott Wells, Samson Satelli, my boy Samson. Long live the king. James Stone and Manny Ramirez.
Right guard. I was about to say Ronnie because I was reading Johnny at the same time. Right guard. Johnny Troutman, Eric Pears, Devin Joseph. Devin? Interesting name. Jari Evans, by the way, what happened?
Oh my god. He'll be cut.
Hero to Zero. And Paul Faniaka.
Great work on the surname there, Woot. I commend you. Right tackle, the blind side himself, Michael Orr, Justin Britt. This guy technically didn't play, but considering he was like a high round pick, and I just wanted to say his name, Cyrus Kuanjau. Did not spell it how I said it. Jordan Mills from Chicago. Alright, defense time.
Kind of seems to be like a whole Chicago recurring thing lately.
Especially on the defensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, defensive tackle. Nick Hayden. Damada Pecco? Pico. Who are we going, Pecco?
I don't know.
Akeem Spence. Will Sutton. Chicago. Mike Patterson. Ryan Pickett. Barry Cofield.
Yep.
I'll read this one. I've got this one. Defensive end.
Yep.
Kendall Reyes. Jarvis Jenkins. Stefan Tuitt. Arthur Jones. Chris Clemens. And Matthias Kiwanuka.
And you forgot Corey Wooten from defensive end.
Oh, no, sorry, doesn't it?
Did I stutter?
It's Corey Wooten.
Oh.
Okay.
Mate, it's not on mine.
You blind?
It's not on mine.
Well, you know, if he's not on your draft list, your team isn't going to win. Which is the point. So
I'll put it down that neither of us have him in our team.
Alright, outside linebackers. By the way, we just pulled all defensive ends and outside linebackers from any scheme, so just ignore that. Quinton Coples, Bjorn Werner. He started off well but fizzled out. Ahmad Brooks, Cameron Wimberley, Jaylon Dunbar, Emmanuel Lemur, and Raymond Humber. Some quality outside linebackers there, I'm telling you.
Inside linebackers, Brad Jones. Awesome. AJ Hawk, Miles Buras?
Yep.
Curtis Lofton, DeQuell Jackson, Donald Butler, Sean Spence, Jameel McLean.
Yep. At corner, we're drafting 3. Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher, Dominic Rogers-Camade, Patrick Peterson, Justin Gilbert, Cortez Allen, David Emerson, Greg Tola, Ladarius Webb, Kyle Wilson, and Keenan Lewis.
Imagine, like, last season saying, oh, we're going to pick an anti-Pro Bowl, and next year Patrick Peterson's going to be one of your possible corners.
Or Colin Kaepernick, for that matter.
How the mighty have fallen. Anyway.
It's crazy.
Safety, Ryan Clark, Deshaun Goldson, Kenny Vaccaro. That's very surprising, by the way. Entrell Roll, Michael Griffin, Matt Elam, and DJ Swearinger. Swearinger?
Yep. And for the punters...
Let me tell you something, people. Punters are people, too.
That's true.
I hate to say it, but Brad Wing, not a good year for him. Michael Conan, Kainan? Sorry, I struggle with his surname, always have. Spencer Lanning and Jeff Locke.
I was going to say, just like fantasy, let's just draft kickers. Let's just chuck 2 on because it's going to be irrelevant. Kicker, Nate Fries. I want to...
Friesy?
They're French. So this is Ned Frise. Matt Prather, Billy Cundiff, Brandon McManus, and Alex Henry. Oh, God.
3 of them played for the Lions.
Sorry, let's just circle him in.
All right, so we're going to draft next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we've come up with our rosters, we will put them on Facebook and Twitter and see who, you know, whoever has the worst team wins. Our little Woot vs. Y battle. How are we going to work out the draft order? You want to go first? You want to go second? What are we going to do?
I'll pick 10 players, then you pick 10 players.
Nah, that's not how we're doing it.
No, we're not doing it like that. Damn it.
I was going to say, I'll flip a coin, but we don't have one. So we'll decide it next week instead of more dead air on this show.
Okay, what was I going to say?
But that's it for the show.
Is there anything else that the viewers can... They could just stare at a play bar. anything they can, you know, interact with while the week unfolds this week? Anything else besides watching the games? Is there any other, you know, game we can run?
You're keen on the games.
I love the games. I just want, you know, I want as much interaction and laughter as possible. Can we start a game?
I don't know.
I was thinking, right?
Here we go. Woot's pondering.
I was just thinking on the train. I was reading in the comments, and I've actually forgotten exactly what the comment was, but they were just, it just got sidetracked, and the people saying the comments about the football just started, someone called a player a nickname.
Yes.
And no one understood who he was talking to.
Yep.
And then they just kept losing. They went off on a tangent, and they could never recover what they were actually talking about. So I just thought, why don't we get all the listeners to think of the most, the best nickname for any staff member or player? Like, I'm thinking, like, Tom Coughlin could be, like, Tom Cough Drops or something something ridiculous.
What are you?
But I want something ridiculous like that. I want the most ridiculous nickname you can think of for someone.
All right. While you're coming up with that inane, just rambling on.
You know what? I'm gonna sign a football and bring it in next Tuesday.
You're gonna sign a football.
I'm gonna sign a football and then give it to you, and then you can give it to whoever.
Oh, so what? I'm just gonna pay for the postage now.
No,
just
stop for a second.
Just burning my wallet now.
They're going to, if they live in New South Wales, then you can give it to them. At the brewery. If
okay, good. That's fair.
You see this?
Okay.
See where we're going with this?
Yep, okay.
Also, competition open to New South Wales residents only.
No one in California, please. A reminder, though, that while, you know, this week isn't very, there's not a lot of games going on, it gives you a chance to really listen carefully to these games and take any sound grabs or comments for our March Badness competition. It's not far away. We got a lot of entries earlier, but we haven't had any in a while.
Mate, that you can't win. No, wait. What's the drop that we just used before?
What do you mean? Oh, Dilfer's in it. This
you
is in
it. You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
That's Tristan's entry.
That's no way losing its number one seed. That's
great. It is. We need more. A lot of Skip Bayless ones, please.
I don't care.
He needs his own side of the bracket.
I know, but I mean, I don't care if they're all Skip Bayless. You just keep sending them to me.
Just keep finding them. Email us at wootandwhite@gmail.com or just tweet us and we'll save it. I've kept a record, so I'm not going to forget your entries. So keep sending them in, please. And that's it. While you're rambling, I found a coin flip app.
Wow, we're coin flipping.
All right, so heads or tails?
Tails.
Here we go. It's heads! It's heads!
Oh my god, there's
an option. It's an Australian coin as well.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, options. I will pick first, so I'm on the clock for the anti-Pro Bowl.
Mate, you've got 5 seconds.
I've got, yeah. Alright, so that's the show. We've gone way over time. We try and set an hour. I think 12 minutes of the. We've gone over by 12 minutes. 12 minutes of just you hitting the censor beep button.
That's. I hope you enjoyed it, guys.
Yeah.
That was my favourite part.
Yeah, and tweet us who you think's, you know, your scores and your predictions for the conference champions. And we'll be back next week for our Pro Bowl draft. And Josh will give us his thoughts on the Super Bowl before he goes away. And then I'll be back the week later Scott accepted our casting call, so he'll be in.
Oh, he's gonna come back.
Yep, he'll be back. So
I really want the best nickname. I'm not kidding. I want the best nickname.
I'm gonna put my money on that we get none.
All right, it's a dollar on it.
All right, that dollar we just used on that phone for the coin flip.
All right.
As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JYNFL. And if you are in Australia, listen on Tuesday morning on ABC Grandstand for my NFL wrap-up.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle?
We're going with Josh Woot.
You gotta get on the Twitter machine more.
Mate, I just realised how loud we've been yelling.
Really?
We are shouting to the rooftops. I hope you all enjoyed your ears bleeding this very long podcast.
Oh well. And you can follow the show at Woot and White. Yeah, at Woot and White. Yep. And on Facebook and no, we're not on LinkedIn.
No. We will be.
No. No, we won't. No. All right, ciao.
Bye.